And push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the fight is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none to test me. I'm just a plot MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote a jump. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word. Check the time.
That the brothers wrote the Zach.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I'll receive the message and you will play the fender.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optic presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. I'm off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum. And proper, what you say, hammer? Proper, rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
Welcome to the revolution of the mind. This is Why You Mad Son Radio, and we do it here almost every Tuesday night, live at 10 o'clock. You know how we do it. Visit our site, whyyoumadson.com. There you find links to our Facebook fan page, the Madman Twitter feed. Make sure you follow us at Why You Mad Son, all spelled out. Our show archive is also on the website. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. Why You Mad Son Radio. Forgot to give you that. Make sure you go to the website. Keep in tune with what's going on with the online store. We're going to have those new Justice t-shirts coming out. It's always somebody's cause that we got to put the banner up for. So these new shirts that's coming out, you'll be able to rock it regardless of who you are protesting for or claiming justice for. So make sure you keep in line with what's going on. Check that out on the website. Madman Store is open. WYMS is syndicated on the Black Talk Radio Network. So for live broadcasts and the best in Black Talk, make sure you visit them on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. We got a sponsor, y'all. Hey, that's what's up. CreditLine1.com. If you're a business owner or real estate investor looking for financing, make sure you go to CreditLine1.com. CreditLine1.com is number one for credit lines and loans for all kinds of businesses and real estate investors. They never charge any fees up front. There are no upfront costs. Let me say that again. Mention Why You Mad on Radio. Get a free consultation. CreditLine1.com is number one for credit lines and loans. Let's get these black businesses started. You got a company that's black owned, black operated, and they're giving out money, y'all. So check them out, CreditLine1.com. We'll also be reminding you of that as the broadcast goes along. But next, I want to say what's up to my madmen. The Madmen Council is in effect. The nuclei of the Madman family, let me bring them to you, starting out with Miss Nick Fatale, the newly planted Georgia peach, author of Potty Mouth on Tumblr. She is also our sexy pundit, quick with the wit, quick to tell you what your mama did and where you could put it. Miss Nick Fatale?
Yes.
Tell them why you mad.
I'm mad at some of these Georgia peaches with their ill-advised attire.
Uh-oh. We're going to ban y'all from talking about people in their clothes.
Nah,
every week somebody got an issue with somebody wearing too tight clothes.
Welcome to
I've been trying to tell y'all.
I'm talking about you look like you rolled out of bed, like you literally rolled out of bed into your vehicle, rolled out the vehicle, and to the job. And I cannot. I can't do it. I can't.
Not even baby powder? Damn. Welcome to the
you rolled out the bed. It looked like you rolled and missed the bathroom altogether.
Damn, not even a little sprinkling? Damn.
No, there was no sprinkle. No sprinkle, no grit. There was nothing. There was just a roll. Nothing.
Damn.
Nothing. There was no precipitation. There was no kind of water,
lemon pepper?
Everything was just dusty and thirsty and dry looking, and it was horrible.
Damn.
That's not good.
Damn, smell like Friday. Damn.
Shut up. Next up for the Madman family, none other than Glove. He is the proprietor of Know the Ledge on Facebook, so for some great information throughout the week, along with the Facebook fan page, make sure you hit up Know the Ledge on Facebook. Just type it in the search bar. You'll find it. He is also the head researcher here for the Madman family, bringing you the words of the week and the jam of the week. None other than Glove. Tell him why you mad, son.
Hey, I'm still just sad over the loss that that I grew up on.
Mm.
I mean, Patty Duke just passed away, and I used to watch that show all the time on Nick at Night. So I feel a little sad. She passed away at age 69, RIP.
Yeah, rest in peace. We lost a lot of greats. We losing a lot of greats.
Man, we lost a dude from Sesame Street. Like, yo, yeah. I was freaking heartbroken, man. I was like, oh, no.
Whoa. Oh, man.
I was like, oh, no.
We need to form a protective circle around Samuel Jackson and Morgan Freeman.
Somebody,
you know what? Think about it. A lot of people are dying at age 69 from David Bowie and all of them.
Yeah.
Wasn't what's name from Earth, Wind, Fire 69 too?
Yeah, Maurice White.
That's the magic number around here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the magic number, but not for what Never mind.
That's black magic.
Listen to the Georgia Peach.
Look, not
gonna get plucked. Next up for the Madman family, he is Agent 317, aka Mr. Disrespectful, telling you why he's mad each and every week in the most disrespectful of fashions, but he does it in the most eloquent of ways. Ronan, aka 317, tell him why you mad, son.
There's two reasons why I'm mad. The main reason is my dog Chico took a shit in the living room and I had to kick his ass.
Oh,
and, it's been a while since that happened.
Word.
I don't know what got into him, but I had to get that system out of his system. And the second reason is I went outside today and my neighbor, you know, she looked real nice in the sundress. But then when I came to the fence and talked to her, she smelled like a pile of old wet Band-Aids, and I didn't like that.
Oh,
what the hell does a pile of wet Band-Aids smell like?
No,
I personally have always liked the smell of Band-Aids.
No, not the ones that had blood on them and sitting around for months. So, yeah. It doesn't smell bad.
Ew. Thank you, Ronan, for that visual. We
she was fine but funky. I didn't like that.
No,
terrible. Next up for the Madman family, he is the man of 1,000 AKAs, AKA Buffy the White Girl Slayer, AKA El Negro Diablo, AKA Sometime Rider, for the Madman Chronicles. Go check that out. What's it called? TheMadManChronicles.com. But we love him to death. His name is Juan. Tell him why you mad, El Diablo.
Why I'm mad, son.
Oh, damn, what the hell? I'm mad at
hell.
Jesus, what the?
Oh, you can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. F U-Haul as a staff, fucking company, and a motherfucking crew. Let me tell y'all something. Okay, bad enough, first of all, I gotta move out of this place. We got termites, well, and I gotta move all this crap to a new place. I call up U-Haul for a reservation. Call up for a reservation for them to get me a truck. So, next day, I'm supposed to go pick up my truck at 2:30. I called up the place to see if they got the truck. First day, they're like, no, they ain't got the truck. Call back in an hour. I call back an hour later. They like, no, we didn't got the truck because the person who originally got the truck extended it out. So they're supposed to give me a call back to see if they can find one at 50-mile radius. I called these fools back. They had me on the phone for an hour bouncing around between all the different departments and customer service, the track-ins, and all these other different places. And about an hour later, after being bounced around, they were saying to tell me, oh, we ain't got a truck within a 50-mile radius. You just wasting my day for about an hour.
You should be mad.
I even had a recording of the whole conversation because I know y'all. I don't know if any of y'all heard it on the chat room or whatever. Maybe I might put out the edited version of my phone number off so I can hear my seething anger and rage.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was listening. I was like, wow, that's terrible. You should be mad, Juan. You haul, get it together. People need to move, and y'all need to get it together. U-Haul and Sasson dealership, get it together.
Sasson dealership. Mm-hmm. Oh, why are you
speaking of
Sasson
dealership? Speaking of Sasson dealership. Next up, representing for the Madman family, none other than Craig G the Hater, spreading the hate around the round table each and every week, telling them why he's mad with his old hating ass. That's a hater.
Yep.
Tell them why you mad, son.
So today I'm gonna keep it a little light today for the why I'm mad. I'm mad at all these chicks that think just because we have one 70-degree day, they come out and be out in their shorts and their bellies out, and then the next day it's 30 degrees and they complaining and sneezing and coughing and being sick and getting flus and all that. So how long y'all live in New York? Don't you know the weather bounces back and forth between March and April? Slow down. Why is everybody in such a rush to be naked? Why?
Oh my goodness.
We like being naked. We like showing our bodies.
Not everybody was meant to be naked, though.
Tell the truth.
No, everybody was meant to be naked, but everybody not meant to be naked in front of everybody else.
Right.
Tell
you
it.
To go outside with a full body filter.
Gotta come out for them white man's booty shorts.
That's
right.
No, everybody not made some booty shorts either.
Baby.
The booty shorts have been discontinued, so you will not
find those. The booty shorts have been discontinued? Oh, man.
Yes, they have been.
Oh, man.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have.
There's been insufficient cheese.
Miss Nick, if we got all the mad men. Everybody said why they mad. Miss Nick Fatale, please do me the honor.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time to bring our HMIC to the driver's seat. HMIC stands for the Head Madman in Charge, in case you did not know. She is our CEO of YU Mad Sun Entertainment. She is our producer and host of YU Mad Sun Radio. Every week we wait as she drops jewels on what has hit her radar, what has made her mad. Y'all got to follow this hip-hop film festival in New York City. We about to blow the doors off of this joint here, and if you miss it, well, you know what I got to say. If you miss it, you just miss it. I told you from the damn beginning, you waste your time, you waste my time, and you're just going to miss the goodness that's going to happen up in there, but I digress. Anyway.
Damn.
Let's find out what has hit Boogie's radar this week and what made her mad. So we ask her the eternal question. Boogie, why are you mad?
Yes. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, son. Our boy has passed on into legendary, iconic status. I'm talking about none other than Fife Dawg from A Tribe Called Quest.
Shout out to Fife.
Soundtrack of the coming of age of a lot of folk.
Amen.
Including myself,
Amen.
Including all the madmen. It was truly a loss. It was truly a shock. So tonight is dedicated to the memory of Fife, tribute to him coming at you all night long. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to play the track. We're going to have tracks coming at you all night from A Tribe Called Quest. So let's just sit back and kick it, shall we?
Indeed.
Oh, hey.
If you really need a hug, Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove. At times I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor?
you'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Tell you what, Tribe Called Quest meant to a lot of people. A lot of people, man. Shocking. And so young. We really got to pay attention to our health, man. That diabetes is a motherfucker. For real. We got to eat right. We got to do the necessary research it takes to keep our bodies in line with the universe so we can be around for our kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was terrible. And he was so, they said he was so happy in the month leading up to his death. He had done an interview week before, had a new video out. Shit was going good. And if you saw the documentary that Rappaport did, I think it was called Beats, Rhymes, and Life, you see the trials and tribulations that he was going through and what, you know, really broke up the group. And at the end of the day, you know, he really came off like a hero in that documentary. And Tip was looking like a real asshole. So
is Tip even saying anything since the passing? Just curious.
Not that came across my radar. The group as a whole released a statement saying, you know, talking about his legacy and, you know, how devastated they all were. But nothing personal that I heard. Anyone else heard anything from Tip?
Nope.
Haven't heard anything.
Yeah. It's terrible. I heard that they were supposed to be doing some reunion joints, and that would have been dope.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? They were working
on when they were on Hot 97 last November, and this is when Fight was still weighing on his kidney. They were talking about doing a reunion, but everybody was there with it except for Q-Tip. He was just this MIA, and he's the one main one that they wait on to do the go ahead.
Right.
That's curious.
Q-Tip recently got named the for one of the museums, one of the big museums, as the cultural ambassador or something like that for hip hop for the museum. Like he's gonna be putting on events and stuff and doing their programming for one of the big museums downtown here in the city. In New York City. I forget which one it is, but it's Googleable. Is that a word? Googleable?
No.
No, it ain't.
It is now. You
it
said
is
it
now.
In the
it
air.
Is now.
It
is now.
Thank you.
Googleable.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where's our
you
check?
Know, Mia Wan, stay making up words.
One is a
word. We stay making up
we
words.
We make up words into it all.
Okay.
Man, it's going to be an interesting
Ronan
year.
Ronan make up words, too. Ronan gave us the XD. The quintessential term, the exquisite term, and the shea butterologist. And speaking of shea butterologist, that is actually our topic for tonight. We're talking about rise of the Hotep, the dusty Hotep Negro, case of the miseducated YouTube scholar. Now, you've seen these dudes all over the place, you know what I'm saying? And they have taken what is supposed to be a beautiful word from Kemet and have bastardized it. So, you know, the combination of YouTube and miseducated people with video cameras on the ready has led to an epidemic of nonsense. So we're going to take a look at that later on tonight when we get into it. But first, you already know what it is. It's time for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the night. Now, let's go over the rules. Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award, brought to you by YU Mass on Entertainment. Each and every week, the Mad Men present to you a nominee from stage, screen, or around the corner that needs to go sit their black ass down. Each Mad Man gets 30 seconds to present their case, and then we all vote to see which one gets the vote. Now, if your colleague has a nominee that's better than yours, don't hate. Hater. Don't hate. Go on and cast that vote. Go on and cast that vote if someone got a better one than you. But if you really feel your person deserves it, then you cast your vote for yours. Winner gets to say the infamous words of the night, and they get the championship crown for Go Sit Your Black Ass Down for the week. So let's start it off with Ms. Nick Fatale. Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week?
All right. It's this chick in my training class that I had to try to help her, and I made a comment. I said, I can't believe Fife passed away, and she said, who's Fife?
Oh!
I said, if you don't get your ass out of my damn training room right now.
That's it. We're done. No more nominees.
And I proceeded and kicked her out.
Right?
Kicked out my training class. Kicked her out. You got it.
Go down. I'm surprised you ain't slapped the giddy up horse shit out of her right there on the spot.
The giddy up horse shit.
The horse shit.
Okay.
Girl, if I wasn't on the plantation, I'd have slapped the low down Loretta Brown out of her ass. Right.
Hey.
Y'all got problems. Y'all need anger management.
Yeah.
All right, that's your 30 seconds. Glove, who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week?
My nominee is R&B singer / literal whore, Kalani, or however you pronounce her name. She's an R&B singer that supposed to be in a relationship with Kyrie Irving, but she did hop over to her ex-man, Party Next Door. Party Next Door decided to post it on his Instagram about them laying in bed together. It started a whole rumor. She deleted all her social media accounts, then come back and post her IG of her in bed in the hospital with an IV on and saying, and I quote, "Today I wanted to leave this earth, being completely selfish for once. Never thought I'd get such a low point, but don't believe the blogs you read. No one was cheated on, and I am not a bad person. Everyone is hurt, and everyone is in a place of misunderstanding. But as of today, I have no single wish to see tomorrow. But God saved me for a reason, and for that, I must be grateful, because I am not in heaven right now for a reason. On that note, bye, Instagram." Come on.
Wow.
Get the mother out of here with this publicity
stunt
when you the one that's cheating on your man, on another dude, and you get busted. Now you want to front like you committed suicide but post it on Instagram. Come on.
Man.
I tried to kill myself, Instagram.
I'm not dead yet.
But she had to create a new Instagram. Because she deleted her old Instagram to post her failed suicide attempt. Now, what kind of fragonacle bull is this?
I don't know. That's special.
But, you know, suicide is no laughing matter. So that means she got some real emotional struggles. She got to deal with. We're going to talk about it.
She's
going to talk about it. That's
crazy.
How are you failing killing yourself? That's stupid.
I don't think she even tried to. I think this is all a front. I really
for
do.
Attention. For attention. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
your 30 seconds is up. Your 30 seconds
that's
is up.
That's worse.
Good nominee, though. All right. You got two good nominees. Can you top it? Ronan, who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week?
Well, my nominee for the week is Mr. Snowman, better known as Young Jeezy. And Young Jeezy reportedly lost his front teeth or his possible veneers during a live performance, but he kept on rapping. Now, as funny as that is, I give him the nomination because for an individual who made all this money trapping and all that stuff, how is it that your teeth are the first one to snitch on you? I don't know.
I'm dead.
So with that alone, he is my nominee for go sit your sit your black ass down the dentist chair and get that shit done.
I can't.
Oh, snaggle too, motherfucker. Snaggle too fast.
Yeah.
All right, Crangy the hater, your work is before you. Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week?
My nominee this week is a coworker of mine. So I work at an unnamed company. We share they have a lot of employees. The space is tight, so we share cubicles. This young lady who I share a cubicle with decided, took it upon herself yesterday morning to take my stuff in my upright folder that's sitting on my desk. She took my stuff out of it, put it in a drawer, proceeded to move it to her side and fill it with her stuff.
Oh.
Then when I asked about it, now mind you, I was hot. And she wasn't at the desk when I got in there. I was pissed. So I had to wait. I had time to calm down. When I asked her about it, her response was, "I didn't know that was your stuff. But I didn't throw it away.
Stuff is gonna be?
Just in case it was your stuff, I didn't throw it away. I put it in the drawer." First of all, if you had a just in case, then you shouldn't have touched the shit. So anyway, that's my nominee.
All right. Who can I top it? Damn. Can I kick it?
Damn.
My nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week, none other than Columbus Short and Corinne Steffens. Now, this was a train wreck waiting to happen. But it was one that I was glad to see. Now, don't get me wrong. I was glad to see the two of them to get together. Ain't nothing like two I need somebody to heal me people getting together and showing what black love could possibly be. Oh, I thought things was going to change for Short and Steffens. Well, Instagram has proved once again that shit can go left at any moment and you can get put on blast. She caught old boy cheating, fucking everybody, and then she put them on blast. Then she had the nerve to take a video of all his shit strewn out in the living room or the lobby or wherever they live at in her house, with him just sitting his black ass down in a chair looking crazy. Now, my 30 seconds is up, but I have to say this. He is now homeless, no money. She put his shit on Front Street. They both need to go sit their asses down. If you really love the motherfucker, you'd have worked through it, worked with him, whatever you had to do. But it wouldn't have ended like this. This is what happens. Y'all need to go,
how
both of y'all need to sit y'all black
mad
ass down.
Hold on. How the fuck she gonna get mad because he was cheating when she just got a whole video when she's talking about no matter who she laid up with, what man she got, she going to always drop everything for Lil Wayne. What the hell?
Thank you.
What the hell is she talking about? If she don't go sit her ass down.
They was made for each other. Now she know damn well all she had to do was call up the girl and invite her in for the threesome. That's it.
Man,
is that how that goes down?
Well, that's how you fix it. I'm just saying.
That's how you fix
neither
it.
Neither one of them can't. Yeah, neither one of them can't be faithful, so that's how you fix it. One of y'all hold the camera, set the camera up, do something, light a candle, shit. Come on.
Right. She a known cheater. You can't be mad now because he cheated.
Right.
Y'all both
cheated on you.
So, Boogie,
how you
going to
be a known cheater get mad because somebody cheated on you? What the hell are we talking about?
Hey, Boogie, is this the same chick that is notorious for being a sexual skee-ball ramp? Is that who
you know what?
I ain't knocking the chick hustle, but I'm saying be consistent, bitch. And Columbus, you be consistent too. Told her, now you should have took that phone away from her, told her to sit her ass down somewhere. Both of them need to go sit down. So listen, it's time to review the nominee.
Hey!
You just forgot
it's time
about
to take a vote. Oh, shit.
Wait. You forgot about
my bad, my bad. Juan, can you top it? Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week?
My nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award goes out to BFF by the name of Mark Romero and Donnell Mitchell. Mark Romero was sentenced to 4 years in prison for second-degree murder of his best friend, Donnell Mitchell, while participating in the newest internet craze to hit the streets. I know you're wondering, what's the white girl slayer? What is this new game everyone's doing? Well, my fellow badman, the newest game craze is called the Bulletproof Game. Yep. Donnell Mitchell strapped on a bulletproof vest, asked his friend to shoot him with a .22 caliber pistol while his other friend recorded it, but then tweeted them aimed a little too high and shot his friend dead in the chest, killing him. Both of y'all know you need to go sit your black asses down somewhere. First it was a fire challenge, then the bucket challenge, now it's a bulletproof vest challenge? What the hell is the hell spawn of the No Child Left Behind ass that damn board isn't about to do? I mean, there's a hundred things you can do. What about playing Tom Clancy's The Division on Xbox? What about watching Daredevil on Netflix? Hey, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice just came out this weekend. You go check that out. All of these things are activities where you can go have fun and no one has to die. Go sit your black asses down somewhere. Wow.
Straight down. Damn. All right. Now there you have it. All the nominees for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for tonight. Let's do the motherfucking recap. First up, Nick Fatale nominated the chick in her training class for not knowing who Fife is. She doesn't know who could kick it. She don't know how to check the rhyme, and she don't know nothing about going on the award tour. I can only assume that she is black, which makes this the most egregious of offenses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she needs to go sit her black
on levels that y'all don't even comprehend right now.
How could you be black and not know? I'm just saying.
You
terrible.
You know your parent was bumping ugly to Tribe Called Quest at some point in their life. How the hell you don't know?
Thank you.
How you gonna get out? I was like,
and if you don't know, if somebody say something, if you don't know, shut the fuck up and go Google it before you open your mouth.
Exactly.
You get slapped.
Ain't nobody gonna know you stupid until you open your mouth and say something stupid. Don't
you
love
thank you.
Talking privileges until then.
Glove nominated Kalani, the R&B singer, for dick hopping.
Oh, damn.
Then pill popping, and then Instagram popping. She tried to kill herself, y'all. Over some bullshit that teenagers go through. If you don't get your life together and go sit your black ass down and think about your life, Kalani.
I don't know if we should nominate her, though. I feel bad. She tried to kill herself.
She in here
don't
now?
Don't feel bad.
She really tried to kill herself.
Suicide is definitely a very serious matter. It's definitely not something to make light of. We're not doing that. But we're saying, come on now. You won't go on the gram afterwards. That's what we're talking about, really. You won't go on the gram in the hospital bed. That is a cry for attention. Because if you ain't succeeding killing yourself, all you was doing was trying to evoke sympathy from somebody. We sued your ass like glass. Thank you. Yeah. Ooh, well, she ain't get busted. Ain't no cheating. Wasn't nobody married? If you ain't married, it ain't cheating.
Don't
nobody
own
worry nobody.
About all the things that she did.
Oh, another show.
Well, that's all another show. You're right.
That's next week. That's next week.
Right.
When is it cheating? When is it you listen? I can't. Ronan nominated Young Jeezy for dropping his teeth on stage and then spraying the entire audience for the rest of the show. Rap lyrics with through his snaggle tooth mouth. All that money he made, and you still walking around here like a damn velociraptor looking up. If you don't go sit your ass down in a dentist chair and fix that shit, trying to cover it up. Boy, get you some front. so wrong with you? And then they falling out with your Polident wasn't working, boo boo. Get out of here. Hater nominated. Yes. Just spit everywhere. Hater nominated his lying ass coworker for taking all his shit out there. Now they share the same cubicle now, and they've been there for a while together. She gonna take all his stuff out the drawer. When he calls her on it, she gonna say, "I ain't know whose stuff it was, bitch." Really?
Exactly.
If you don't go sit your ass down in the seat right next to me, we've been here all this time together. You gonna talk about you? I'm going in and out the drawer every damn day. The hell wrong with you?
Life.
Yeah, you liar. Juan nominated Tweedledee and Tweedledum for partaking in the newest internet craze where they shoot each other for fun. Not on Xbox, not on PlayStation, not on Nintendo, boo-boo, but they literally strapped each other up with a bulletproof vest and shot each other in the chest for fun. This is what they do for fun. Meanwhile, black men are getting shot in the street.
Right.
By the police, for real. And it's no laughing matter. You don't play like that. If y'all don't go sit your ass down. I nominated Columbus Short and Corinne Steffens for being cheaters and then getting mad because they got cheated on. Shut the fuck up and go sit your asses down. Don't nobody want to see this shit. We was rooting for y'all. Damn. Those are the nominees. It's time to take a vote. Nick Fatale, who is your money on tonight?
Dang. I'm still mad at homegirl who ain't know who Fife was. Rest in peace, Fife. But I gotta give it to Columbus Short and Kareem Stevens.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on with y'all? Somebody should call 911 for his career a long time ago. Because that joint was about to flatline. And now
not
it's
his career, though.
Yeah. It's over. She killed it. She killed it. It's over. Yeah. Somebody call Sunrise.
Glove? Who got your vote?
I already said fight. This is hip-hop. And if you're going to be in a discussion talking about hip-hop, at least you got to have some knowledge of the most influential group that emerged from the culture.
Mm-hmm.
No. There's no excuse. Mm-hmm. Period.
And that's why she got her ass kicked out. Because I couldn't take
one. Who do you nominate this week? Who gets your vote?
Columbus Short and Superhead. Man, listen, Columbus Short, dude, you already got problems with alcohol and all that other stuff. You got kicked off a scandal because of your issues or whatever. Then you turn around and get with the craziest of the craziest, freaking Superhead, a.k.a. Karen Steffens. And let me tell you about Karen Steffens. I could sit here and write a doctorate-level thesis on her whole shenanigans and ho-isms and all this other stuff. But we ain't going to go there because, we were all
mad at
about going in class.
I ain't mad at that. She got skills. I seen her.
Her ass is nuts. That chick is nuts. She's a pathological liar, a narcissist, and complete ho-ish. Do some ho-ish shit and then try to get selective amnesia like she knows what she's doing. Huh? What? I didn't do that. Shut the fuck up.
terrible.
Hoology.
Damn. All right. Ronan, who gets your vote this week?
I admit this was tough.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give it to Fife because a lot of us grew up and we saw part of our childhood disappear like this past week. And for you not to know that, you need your ass stomped out.
And be black? She going there.
Yeah. How you not know?
I hear you. Craig G. the Hater, who gets your vote?
This was definitely difficult this week. But I'm going with Columbus Short and whatever the chick's name is. Because that's some real fuckery right there.
Indeed. Oh, man. I got the tiebreaker. Damn. Well, if I vote for Fife, it's a tie. If I vote for Columbus, then I win.
It's not a tie.
Oh, shit. Well, if I vote for Fife, it's a tie, which I'm inclined to do. But just so that we will not have a tie and so that I can win this week, I vote for Columbus Short and Corinne Steffens.
That's some real bullshit right there. That's some real bullshit.
So I get to say the words. It's me. Columbus Short, Corinne Steffens. Y'all was supposed to be a train wreck to happiness.
Nope.
We was all rooting for you. Corinne, you got to sit down because you knew the nigga was broke when you brought him in your house. You knew he was homeless. You knew he had no money. You was going to have to front everything. You get mad at him for quote-unquote cheating and then air his dirty laundry out. Get the hell out of here. Columbus, you knew she was. You knew who she was. You knew what it was.
She was a hoe.
You knew what it was. You should have got
capital
your shit together. How dare you go and try to live up on that girl and you know she crazy, going to tell your business in the street. Columbus Short and Corinne Steffens, go sit your black asses down. And there you have it, folks. The winners of the Black Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award. We're going to have some more for you next week. My favorite part of the show. Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me, man. Yo, you know I was still laughing about last week with the Madonna joint.
Yeah, I try to forget about it.
He said she fell off the tricycle. I was hollering. Yo, that has been stuck in my mind all week. And she got a new, and the reason why I came up again, because she got a new boyfriend. Gorgeous, black chocolate, beautiful, 24 something year old. Woo, he looked good.
Lord have mercy. Why?
All right. Well, y'all know Madonna been, you know, trying to bring the races together since the 80s. You know, messing with Baghdad Kane and what's that other dude's name? Other black dude. I don't know. She been taking the thing of the chocolate all these years. She older than segregation. Shit.
Damn. Well, I tell you, listen, hand clapping all around because now we know why she fell off that tricycle because he looked like he got it going on. Okay, so listen, tonight's topic is Rise of the Hotep, the case of an educated YouTube scholar. Now, I know you guys are all familiar with the videos or even in your town. Maybe you know a brother like this. He is dressed up in all the African garb or some version of it. And he is spouting the most stupid shit you could ever hear in your life. And expecting people to go along with it. And some people are going along with it. YouTube, video cameras are a very dangerous thing in the wrong hands. And we've got to learn how to take the information, break it down, and let them know that they are full of shit. We cannot be scared of the hotep, dusty hotep, as we call them. So tonight, that's what we are talking about. We got one more track from Tribe Called Quest that speaks to the topic tonight. We're going to hit you after the flip. Sit back and enjoy, and we're going to get into it.
Hey, sucker nigga, whoever you are. Hey, sucker nigga, whoever you are. Hey, sucker nigga, hey, sucker nigga, whoever you are. Whoever you are.
Yo,
hey, sucker nigga, whoever you are. Hey,
sucker
nigga,
whoever
you are.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
my vocals a little bit.
Put
the
upper bass on. I be hating sucker MCs and the sucker niggas. Posing like they hard when we know they damn hard. What you figure? Rhyme wise, I do the figure eight so concisely. Musically, we are the earth, so sit back and light me. Inhale. My style is kind of fat, reminiscent of a whale. Young girls desire for the female's dreams. I be the abstract poetic representing the queen. Socially, I'm not a name. Black and white got game. If you came to the jam, well, I'm glad you came. See, nigga first was used back in the deep south. Falling out between the dome of the white man's mouth. It means that we will never grow. You know the word, dummy. Upper niggas in the community think it's crummy. But I don't. Neither does the you, cause we him. Race adversity, it goes right with the race. And being that we use it as a term of endearment, niggas start to bug to the dome where the fear went. Now the little shorty say it all of the time, and a whole bunch of niggas throw the word in a rhyme. Yo, I start to flinch as I try not to say it, but my lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. Nigga, I throw the sucker in the foot. Throw the ones that fuck, sucker, nigga. Nigga, I throw the sucker in the foot.
in the front, both the ones that fuck the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, it's the neo nigga of the 90s. Come on. Posing like they hard when we know they damn tall. What you figure? Rhyme wise, I do the figure eight so concisely. Physically, we all the earth, so sit back and like me. Inhale. My style is kind of fat, reminiscent of a whale. Young girl's desires hold the female dreams. I'll be the abstract, poetic, representing the queen. Socially, I'm not a name, black and white got game. If you came to the jam, well, I'm glad you came. See, nigga, first is you down in the deep south, falling out between the dome of the white man's mouth. It means that we will never grow. You know the word, tummy. Upper niggas in the community think it's crummy, but I don't. Neither does the you, cause we him. Diversity, it goes right with the race. Yo, I start to flinch as I try not to say it, but my lips is like a ooh-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a ooh-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a ooh-wop. Yo, you know the left sucker niggas. Niggas, niggas, I throw the sucker in my front. Both the ones that fuck the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the suckers in the front. Both the ones that fuck the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the sucker in the front. Both the ones that fuck the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, and yo, Shaheen, take some the fuck out of here.
Don't pull the trigger. You're not necessarily a man. If you...
Ooh, if you don't.
Do.
Yes. Tribe Called Quest. Sucker nigga. That's what we're talking about. The neo N-word. Dusty Hoteps. The Shea Butterologist.
Hoteps.
Yes. And I'm so sick of the Hoteps, the Dusty Hoteps. I'm very much sick of them. They are destroying, they're destroying true knowledge and knowledge itself with misinformation. Yeah. We got a caller on the line. Now, I haven't been taking calls on the show lately, as you noticed, because Guy on the Couch is not here, and I am horrible at this. I'm going to try this. So, Paula, if you are there, because I can't see your number. If you're there, hello. Welcome to the show. Got all one. See, I'm no good at this. Paula, you there?
Hold on.
Greetings. Can Gut hear me?
Yeah, there we go.
Listen. Listen, I'm just going to keep it real. I can't even keep my decorum together. I was going to watch this show tonight to entertain myself, and I got my tea, and I was sitting down. And when I saw the title, I spit my tea. You guys made me burn myself. All I want to know is, where's the donate button? Because, you know, you guys deserve some coins for this. If there was a donate button, I wouldn't have even called in. I just would have shot y'all some coins. I'm telling you.
Listen, the love you're showing us right now is payment enough. The revolution of mind is free, and it will always be, sis. It will always be. We gotta call them where they stand. These Hotep, Dusty Hotep, Shea Butterologist got to go.
Carla, would you like to chime in on the subject at hand?
Do you realize that you all are righteous? I just got through talking with a Hotep ho. And the brother acts like he was best friends with Osiris.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
You are on the money. You are on the money. stage.
You are
going to
love. You are going to love the rest of the show, honey, because we got examples. We going to play it so people can hear it. Because, you know, some people are like, what are they talking about? Are they trying to diss the conscious movement? No, we're not. Yeah. These people exist. And we are going to pull them out by the roots of their chinny chin chin hairs, and we're going to expose them because we mad at them, and this is what we do.
Well, you know what? I'm going to listen, and I want to thank y'all. I want you to know you're my hero and my hero. And please continue to do
the revolution
type
of
show
of the
there.
Word.
And where have you all been? Why have I not seen you before? I'm about to tell all my people about you all.
What's your name, sis? What's your name?
Sapphire.
Sapphire,
okay.
Welcome to the Revolution of the Mind. You are now an honorary madman. We hope you join us each and every week.
I will certainly do that. Thank you so much.
All right.
Good on you.
Much
I'm
love.
Go ahead and continue to listen, okay?
Word,
all
word.
Right, sit back and relax. We got more for you.
That's what's up.
All right. Shouts out to Sapphire calling in on the phone lines. That's what's up. I love it when we get love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go
absolutely.
Ahead, Sapphire. She said, I ran into one of these hotep hoes. Damn,
class
A4.
I was nervous. I was like, oh, boy.
Dig herself out from the shea butter and crook her finger and dial into the show and tell us all about it. Thank you.
You know?
Thank you, Sapphire.
And she's a strong woman. She got self-esteem up because these shea butter ologists will play on that shit.
Will.
And if you not secure, they will get you, honey. With the incense and the silver jewelry, it'll be a wrap.
Next thing you know, you wake up, you beating the ends of your hair and crocheting a pair of pants. You don't know how the hell that happened.
You a sister wife. Don't know where you're coming or going.
You don't know what's going on. Who's this lady? Mm. Why she in my house? And who the hell is playing the drums? You have no idea. What happened?
The bacon is missing. Like, where the hell the bacon went? Where my pork chop?
Spoiler.
Everything. Okay, listen, guys. Let's get into it.
Bug spray.
Yes. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get down and take our seats around the round table. It's time to hit the topic, y'all.
Your drink, too.
This shit's chess. It ain't checkers. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. I said you protect the sheep by killing the motherfucking wolves. No, you didn't hear me. You listening, but you didn't hear me. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. I've been planning it all week, son.
We've been planning this for 2 weeks, actually. We're talking about Rise of the Hotep, Case of the Miseducated YouTube Scholar, a.k.a. Dusty Hotep, a.k.a. Hotep Holds, a.k.a. Shea Butterologist. Hey, what else am I missing? What else am I missing, y'all?
Musty Miot.
Dusty.
A.k.a.
Base Supreme.
A.k.a. Crochet Pants Snake Oil Salesman.
Poverty Eggs Egyptian Muskman.
You know who we're talking about. Hopefully we're not talking about you. But if we are, this is time for you to get right and understand that you need to get some real knowledge yourself before you try to spread misinformation amongst the masses. And we so need to have real information, the real information about who we are, what our history is. Please stop saying you from Egypt. Please. The majority of blacks in America are from West Africa. So let's be real. Let's be real. Most of you can't even trace it back, talking about you kings. Come on now. Let's get the real deal going on. There's nothing wrong with where we came from. You don't have to get a throne in order to be a powerful black person, a powerful African. Proud of your heritage and your lineage. We are a great and powerful people. We encompass an entire continent that is the bed of civilization. I said competent. Shut up.
You were going to say that, but I had to chuckle.
Shut up.
It happened.
So tonight we take a look at the origin, or rather the true etymology of the word hotep, and what we can do to help re-educate everyone about living the life in Ma'at. So, before we get into the shenanigans of the Dux the Hotep, because we do have two up for consideration tonight, let's listen to an actual Egyptian talk about what Hotep actually means. Okay? His accent is a bit thick, so make sure you listen closely, but he's breaking down what Hotep really means. Let's listen and we'll hit it on the flip.
It's more simple here in Egypt. Freedom for people here is to find a decent food to eat and a good place to sleep. That's it. It's not about like I want the right to protest or anything. The revolution didn't happen just to have the right to protest. The people fed up of suffering all the time. And the Egyptian people especially are the best survivors. Like for ages we've been, okay, it's getting worse in this way, so let's just go to this way and, you know, trying to live with the circumstances. Until it came to a point where people cannot find food anymore. And that's where we have to stand up. Like we have this famous saying, if evil comes to you while you are standing, you gotta sit down. And if it came to you when you are sitting down, lean. If it came to you when you are leaning, sleep. But if it came to you while you are sleeping, then you have to stand up again, you know. This is, so we did all the steps and we slept for 30 years. And then it came to us even there. So they had to stand up. It's not like just an ancient saying. It's an energy combination, because the Egyptian people, they put these phrases based on like it's energy. You know, you're going to have a limit after you do all this. When you rise, after you've done all the steps of like standing and then sitting and then leaning and then laying, you have nothing else except standing or you're going to die. So as survivors, we keep trying just to go on and on and on until we really don't find a way, and then you will have to stand up because it's like your last stand. And as everyone saw, like in Tahrir Square, which I've been there myself, the people, the Egyptian people, of course I can't say 100%, but most of them has the most warm hearts on earth. And I have seen other nations and I have seen the Egyptian, and I know how we are like really, just in this moment, you walk with hundreds of thousands of people and you don't know each other, but you do know each other. It's not like strangers walking around with each other. No, we all know each other somehow. There is something in like that drives all this amount of people in harmony. No one told us what to do these days, but somehow we all know. Like some kind of download came to everyone's mind, and they know how to get really united in a very good way. With lots of course. Like the system tried to put this bad energies in between, and still. So the way for freedom is, it's a long path and it has lots of suffering. But I will tell you, the people had little demands in the beginning. And then the system, not just in Egypt, in every other country, when the system start to use violence and the people see other dead people, that's when we know that there is no way back. We have to keep going. Like if the system gives the people some labels of freedom, like the very few things, and peace and food. And these two words in ancient Egypt had one label, peace and food. Were labeled as hotib. It meant both of them. So with peace and food, we feel that we have freedom. It's not so complicated. Because it's not about like I want to control something, then I feel my freedom. I just want to be on my own and living my life, not harming anyone and not having anyone harming me. That's it. It's that simple. Yeah.
So that's the breakdown of Hotep, the philosophy behind it, the energy behind it. Peace and food. You got those two things, you're in a state of, you're good. So Hotep is when you say Hotep to someone else, you're actually, you're greeting them and you're passing along good energy, a wish for them to have peace and food. And this is coming from an Egyptian brother, grew up in a culture, grew up in, that's his culture, that's his language. He would know what it means. So now that we know the definition of what living life in the Ma'at is, which means living life in peace, not bringing unpeaceful thoughts or to others, we come around about to the Hoteps that we encounter here in the United States, the Dusty Hoteps. They greet you with the Hotep, with peace, but then they bring nothing but strife.
And confusion.
And confusion. So we got two brothers tonight that we want to give you an example of to show you that we are not lying. So after I play the clip, each madman is going to give their take on what they just heard. And they're going to say whether they put a case on it or if the person is actually trying to bring about Hotep, if they are actually trying to say, you know what, this is how you live in the life of Ma'at. All right? So let's take it to Dusty Hotep number one. And then we'll go around the table with thoughts, opinions, and a vote after the clip.
Equals. Blood plus waste equals death. Death. Yeah. We're supposed to have menstrual cycles. We're supposed to be, you know, bleeding once a month. My beautiful sister. Nothing that is natural is painful. Nothing. Some of you used to get crap so bad. So bad. And you don't even know why you're getting cramps like that. Because your body's trying to remove waste. You wasn't crazy to eat meat? Well, y'all, if we don't believe we won't have babies, who told you that? Are women not getting pregnant on birth control? Meaning their period is not happening no more? When they get pregnant, we must do the math. You're going off a European doctrine. You're going off a doctrine of Europeans that never understood the biochemistry of an African woman. Okay? They look down on you. You were considered animals. Don't give a damn about you. So listen to your bro when I speak. And if you don't believe me, change your diet. Well, yada, I was a vegan. Okay, you were a vegan. But you're eating bananas, yellow bananas, right? Right? Correct. Not natural. You're eating celery, high in sodium, right? Back to all these starches. Come on. You're not eating the way you were created. You're not eating in a God-like way. When God eats, everything is carbon. So if it has an acid base, it's not natural. Only carbon-based things are natural for our bodies because we're carbon-based people. So instead of doubting, try what I'm saying. Try what I'm saying. And I can't even say just eat alkaline because everybody's saying this is alkaline, that is alkaline, this is alkaline. And it's false. Dr. Sabi's alkaline diet changes every year. We have to get right and exact. We have to get right and exact. If I look like you, I'm your brother. I come from where you come from. I love you. I can change my appearance and wear suits. I have a high intellect. I can talk with a great big vocabulary. But life is simple. You must speak to a people on a level which they understand. I don't care about them other people. I care about my brothers and sisters that stress every day. So if I tell you something, I'm dealing with fact, not theory. Philosophy is theory until proven fact. If you don't believe me, inbox me and say, Yada, what do I need to eat? Or ask any woman that has got on my detox. If they get on my TikTok, their period lightens up, then stops.
What?
Then stops. You do not have to have a period to have a child. Period. You're going off a philosophy of people that thought the world was flat.
Oh.
Okay. I quit. Lord. I quit.
Brother Yada says that if you detox, you, he said we're not supposed to have periods because we eat meat. And that's why.
Okay.
And if we detox, our periods will lighten up and then we won't have it at all. And then we'll still be able to have birth. He went on further. Now, this is a whole 10-minute clip. He went on further to say that childbirth is not even supposed to hurt.
Oh, no.
He says that this is something that has been put in our heads by the white man, European philosophies, and they're not based in fact. And that we should inbox him to purchase his detox program so that we can no longer have periods. Fill ourselves up with toxins because, you know, the reason why women have periods is to the uterine lining sheds, and that's natural. That happens with every animal mammal on the face of the earth.
Absolutely.
I don't know what book he read, but just talking about biology, yeah, I'm going to have to pass on that one, brother. I stopped bleeding. It's a problem.
Can we go around the table, please?
Yes.
Do we have to go around the table? I don't even want to
pass. You could pass. You could just state your case if you're going to put a case on them or not, or you can go in. Let's start with Ms. Nick for time.
The only thing that he said at the beginning when he said, you know, women having these intense cramps. Okay. He has a point there, because if the level of the cramping that you have intensifies, it could indicate that you have fibroids or something of that nature. So
right.
He did, that was a kernel of truth that he had in there. Okay.
A tiny kernel.
It was a small kernel. Yeah. It was like, not like a corn kernel, but like a grit.
A grain of sand.
Call it in a grain. I don't know, but he was right. The intensity of your cramps. The intensity of your cramps can indicate that you have a larger health problem. He was right with that. He was also right when he said that your diet can affect your not to stop it altogether. And so you don't have a period because it's not natural, but certain things you eat may affect you later on in the month when it's your time for your cycle. So he made sense there. Then it went left. And he started saying something about yellow bananas and celery. And I was like, what? he just went really far left and was like, the whole point of that was inboxing. You see what I'm saying? With these hotep ass dudes.
Well, he loves you, so you have to inbox him.
He loves you.
The whole point of it.
He loves you too,
so
brother.
He sets himself up to have a private conversation with you or with other women so that he can not only push his agenda, but also push himself on you.
In your agenda.
So that's why the whole point of it was inbox me and I'll tell you how to eat.
And what's so scary about it, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Nick, but what's so scary about it is he has followers, people that buy into it.
He has followers. He has people who are asking him how they should eat, how they should nourish themselves, what they should do. He has people that are following him, but that's how any good leader is born, is that they are charismatic. They use a kernel of truth. They expand it to...
He is nothing charismatic about him. First of all, who the hell is he yelling at? He started off yelling at people. You don't teach people by yelling at them.
Because there's a lot of leaders that have people following and that all they do is yell. We have a leader right now.
Donald Trump.
Nick Vitale is yelling right now.
Yes, she is.
It just,
she is.
The
All right, hold on, Nick.
We need your insight.
We on a timeline, Nick. We on a timeline, so we got to get to Glove. Glove, you can either expound for 30 seconds on the Hotep, Dusty Hotep number one, or you can just cast your vote.
I'm just going to say this real quick.
Ooh,
I mean, and this is for all those smart, dumb niggas that's thinking that they're conscious because they read some misinformed book. But it's like Nick said, it's slip truth, but he's so misguided himself that he says everything wrong. For instance, when he's talking about having a right and proper diet, he's correct because there's like a lot of GMO processed foods and stuff like that that is everywhere, and we just naturally habitually eat it, you know. So you and he's trying to eat organic, but he's spinning on some bullshit about periods and all that kind of menstrual cycles, and just make me just I'm done. I'm just done.
Yeah. So you put the case on his ass, basically.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Ronan, you got 30 seconds on it.
Yeah.
What do you think of what Dusty Hotep number one said? And do you put a case on it?
I say with all due respect, I'm going to need y'all to back up off the Honorable Malaysia McNugget. And I understand where he's coming from. Now, he's doing all this teaching about diets and the periods are European constructs. I really can't support his case. I mean, I'm when I see him, I see these Mighty Morphin Hotep Rangers in the streets harassing people. And just, you know, like when we talk about where's the money going to come from to stop all this gentrification and all this foolishness and providing jobs, you hear nothing but crickets farting. And I'm definitely going to put a case on Yada and the rest of them. I just can't.
Gotcha.
I can't take it anymore. I get tired of going out here bugging people, smell like Egyptian musk and bug spray. I get tired of that.
It's gotta stop. All right, Juan, let's hear what your vote is. You got 30 seconds on the clock. Tell us what you think about what Dusty Hotep number one said, and if you put a case on it or not.
Yada is nothing but a prophet for profit. That's why he wants you to inbox him to get his meals, to find what he wants, what he wants you to eat to lighten up your period. You know what to lighten up your period, ladies? When you stop eating. When you become anorexic. Yeah, you stop eating the proper food, of course your period is gonna stop. Don't believe this damn fool. What the hell are you talking about? Run around here with a European construct. He got on a True Religion shirt and a Gucci belt and some Pumas. What the hell is wrong with him?
He sure did.
And then had the nerve to show
a horseshoe on it. Come on, man. You got a horseshoe on your shirt. Talk about black power. Go sit your ass down.
Here's the worst part about this type of guy like this. You know, he's gonna have people that are gonna be following up under him, you know, winging up under him, you know, following his every word and everything. He's reading them often to the path of nowhere, and they're only doing the same advantage of people. Ain't nothing different than, you know, making people drinking the Kool-Aid, just like Jim Jones.
And if your period is stopped, you dead or you in menopause, and you shouldn't be 24 with no period. Keep listening to these people. Keep on keeping on. Craig G, the hater.
Yo.
You got your 30 seconds on Dusty Hotep number one. Do you put a case? And why?
I put a case on him, and I would like to meet him in person so I could beat him for the 4 or 5 brain cells that died while I was listening to him.
Thank you.
Oh, shoot. 4'8".
Thank you.
He's 4'8".
Well,
oh, Lord. We put a case on Dusty Hotep number one because you already know my answer.
No, he's getting a case.
What in the world?
So there you have it on him. Next up, Dusty Hotep number two. And this one is right here in New York, so we can go find his ass.
Oh, Lord.
Now, let me preface this by saying that the clip is a little bit long, but is a young boy. I'm going to preface it. It's a young boy, probably about maybe 12 or 13 years old, who approaches him, and he approaches a Dusty Hotep, and they begin a conversation about Obama, and then it goes left. You want to hear about it? Here you go.
And also, I believe, I just thought this up. I predict that Obama was chosen president just so black people could feel like they have a place in the world now.
Yeah, this boy real smart. This boy, because let me tell you something. Barack Obama, this young man. No, my bad, my bad. This is bad. See, now you can say that was a cut. You get to that. Listen, this young man said something real smart. Now, Obama, now for Israelites, for us, Obama is not our people because he's an African. We don't teach that we're African. But what he said was correct. They put that black face in office, and then black people thought we made it. Black people. Because there's a difference between Africans and black people in America.
What?
Wow.
Where they from? Where they from? Who? From? Yeah, oh, so I he might that. Be an African. Hold on, hold on.
Say that again.
My mom is from Mali and my father's from Ghana, and I'm born here.
Now, uh-oh, I got you.
Uh-oh.
You was born here. Do you see him as your brother?
If he was,
as your little brother.
If he was born here?
No, ain't no, we ain't dealing with ifs. He already told you where he from. Where you from?
Mali and Ghana.
He from Mali and Ghana. Ghana. Beautiful, smart young brother. Is this your people?
No.
Damn.
Not if he's an African. If he's an African.
Come on, no. Brother.
Whoa. Whoa, why am I not?
See, now do you see the danger in that teaching, brother?
That is just a lie between us. That's not uniting us. That's pushing us apart.
How do you feel when you hear a brother from America say that you're not our people, we're not the same people? How does that make you feel?
Well, I don't really, honestly, I don't care. And also, if you read back on history, you were your ancestors were in Africa at one point. So there is African in you. There's no Israel, you're African. No, if you're a black person, your ancestors were African no matter what. Because that's where everybody came from. Every colored person came from Africa.
He's right, Cesariak, man. You come from there whether you want to admit it or not.
We've been living in America for 500 years. Are we American now? So when we go somewhere else.
Hold on. You just said that he's a smart young man. Is he still a smart young man or he's not smart no more? Because you find out he's from Africa. Is he still a smart little brother?
He made some excellent points. I'm not going to take away from the points that he made, but if he's from Ghana, you said you're from Ghana, right? Your father's from Ghana, right? So if he's from Ghana, then he's not my people. Him being smart does not make him my people.
Mm-mm. I also was going to say, If I'm from Ghana, I didn't choose to be from Ghana.
I didn't choose to be in America as a slave.
Yeah. Also, my father's family wasn't caught up in slavery. Mm-hmm. Your family probably was.
Right.
And your family was. That was not our fault.
When I say we're not the same people, I'm not blaming you. I don't want you to. You said it's not my fault. I'm not faulting you for what your ancestors did as far as selling my people. I'm not faulting you for that. All I'm simply saying is that you come from Hamites. Y'all come from Africans. We come from Shemites. So even though we got same similar skin tone, it don't make us the same people. Arabic people have skin tone like ours. We're not the same as Arabs. Hawaiians got skin tone like ours. We're not the same as Hawaiians. So skin color alone does not make you the same people. You have to be heritagely. What I mean by that, your ancestors have to come from the same lineage. Your lineage is just different from mine. Now, what you said about the crime, that was correct. Even what you said about Harlem, all of that stuff was correct.
But also, before I told you I was African, we made a connection.
Right before
that connection, after I told you African, that connection just broke between me and you.
We're still dealing with the same connection that we had, which was knowledge. We wasn't connecting as far as you being this. I said you was a very intelligent brother. Now, after I found out you was African, did I say you was intelligent or unintelligent?
Intelligent, but not your brother. And also, you said we all us black people need to become one. And if we all become one, that means us too. Because the white people think we all African American. We the same for them. Under their eyes, we the same people. Yeah. You're not Serbian or whatever you say.
Hold on.
Not the same thing. You're the same thing.
Let me ask you this. if I bring my brother, this is my little brother, if I bring my brother with me to the cookout, can he get in with me?
No.
The cookout.
You mean to tell me you wouldn't let this brother in the cookout, brother? Look at him. Come on, Tesoria. This is the poison of that book. This is what we're talking about, of the poison of that Bible, brother. But you're bringing the Mexican. The Mexican is your brother. He could be white as Snow White, and you're bringing the Mexican. But you won't bring in my little brother. He can't eat with us.
No. Because joining other nations is why we were destroyed as a people.
I want you to know that all of us don't think like that. So don't let my brother Tazar. I love my brother. This is my brother. And that's why we're trying to fix him. He's sick mentally. And we're trying to work on him. All of us don't feel like that. You understand what I'm saying? We all don't believe in that. So this is just one of the brothers that we're trying to work on, man. You are our brother, man.
And I'm sometimes downtown, and I see people wearing, like, these crosses.
The Hebrews, they
yeah. Crosses. No, like those stars. And then, Davis Shields. Yeah, I've seen people do that. Some people, they sometimes, like, need help sometimes. Like, they have, like, a toy bag. Like, sometimes. Well, I saw one, he's on the train. He's like, I need help. And I gave it to him because I thought, hey, he's my brother. And my dad told me to treat everyone like your brother. If the, I sold you?
I'm not talking to you as an individual. I'm talking about your nation, your race of them Africans.
Wow.
When we came over here on slave ships.
That's enough. Yeah,
that's
enough.
But
that's enough.
The jury is ready with his verdict right now.
All right. Let me just say that the musty Hotep brother that you was listening to, the adult in that conversation, used the word heritagely. I just got to point that out.
Heritagely?
Heritagely.
We can't judge him on that, though.
Well, yeah, we can.
Let's take it around the table.
Make up our own words, too, so we can't judge him on that.
Okay, all right. Miss Nick Fatal, do you put a case on Dusty Hotep, Negro number two? If so,
oh, hell
why?
Yeah.
Or why not?
Oh, hell yeah. He just got spanked by a little kid. He got spanked.
Yep.
By a little kid on camera. I saw this original video. He got spanked. Like, wow. How did you allow a little kid to drop science on you like that and just blow up your whole theory right there on camera?
Oh,
hell yeah.
Case on Dusty Hotep number two. And listen, Glove, do you put a case on Dusty Hotep number two? Or should we try to give him the benefit of the doubt?
What benefit of the doubt? He got owned by a 12-year-old. Not only that, he divorced himself from the rest of the African continent. That is just so sad to me. Not just Black Americans. He divorced himself of being African.
Yeah.
That's just there's no help. There's no saving this dude.
Now, let me let you guys understand that dude and dudes like him are on the corners. Remember how Malcolm X and them used to be on the corners shouting out and talking and so on and so forth? They call themselves the Israelites. Try to go to Israel, my man. Understand what's going on over there right now. They will kill your black ass. Apartheid is real in Israel. You are not an Israelite. You're not. Ronan, do you put a case on Dusty Hotep number two? Why or why not?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Yes. It does.
Not only did you get schooled by a 12-year-old, but just the whole get up, your whole entire presentation was fucking terrible. Terrible. You ain't read a book, you're one of these public library scholars. No.
He couldn't have been in no damn public library at all.
No.
Ever.
I don't know if you know how to read, yo.
Like the dude said, it's mental illness based on that Bible that he was toting around. Talking about you the Shemites and I'm the Heites. Nick, shut your ass up.
No. Just shut your ass up. just shut your ass up.
Juan, do you put a case on Dusty Hotep number 2, yes or no, and why?
Hell yes. First of all, oh my goodness. First of all, dude, your damn group, the Black Hebrews and stuff, that shit is a damn farce. But first of all, it was a bunch of guys back in the 1920s and 30s who just upped up one day and just said, hey, I'm a Black Hebrew. And they didn't even know what the hell they talking about. Let me tell you something. Black Judaism or whatever. Anybody in the Jewish community knows that in order to become a Jew, for you to be Jewish, either your mother was Jewish or you go through a conversion process. There's no other way. Ain't none of y'all mothers is Jewish. Your mama was Black. You know how I deal with that mess. Okay? Right. Second of all, y'all are stupid. And you think, and look at it, the real Jewish community don't even accept your stupid ass. That's how you know y'all so damn fake. Y'all running around here, I'm from the Shiites and the Muslims. Shut the hell up. What the hell are you talking about? You know y'all, people from West Africa. Get the hell out of here.
Damn.
Now, keep in mind now, there are some actual, you know, Black Jews that, you know, actually practice, you know, the more traditional practice of Judaism. And, you know, they may have traced their lineages down to the Middle East. And they do have some knowledge of stuff about, you know, some of the original Black Jews that came from that area, some of them that were discriminated against, but, you know, continued to practice their religion. But your ass, nah, you just learned it from somebody else who just came up to you and said, yeah, man, you a Black Jewish. You Jewish. Get the fuck out of here. You don't know what the hell you talking about, what the hell you doing. You following some list professing, stupid ass dumb shit. Get the hell out of here.
And then you mad because tell a boy you sold us. We ain't brothers because of what your people. I have never heard such craziness in my life. But this is what we deal with. This is what we mean when we talk about Dusty Hotep. These are the brothers that greet you with Hotep, my sister. Do you know about the Israelites? Do you listen? The philosophies they espouse is damaging. And there are people who are looking for knowledge that go to these people because it seems like they know what they're talking about. But everything is mired in falsehood. This is why it's so important for our people to begin to learn and do the knowledge and research for themselves and lean not to someone else's understanding. Hater, it's your turn. Do you put a case on Dusty Hotep number 2? Yes or no, and why? Gotta hit it.
Where you at?
Where you at, hater?
Damn.
Yes, I put a case on this wannabe acting like he's an adult and getting schooled by a 12-year-old. I have nothing else to say about his stupidity. I mean, he didn't even know what he was talking about. The 12-year-old kept pulling his card on dumb ish that he was saying. So, yeah, I put a case on him. And for all you people out here listening to these Dusty Hoteps, please just read for yourself. I mean, you really don't need to have people spoon feed you what they think some words said. You can just go read it yourself and make your own assessment.
So there you have it, folks. You already know what my vote is. Dusty Hotep 1 and 2, we got to put a case on your Black asses. We got to do it.
No bail.
Some of them are beyond hope. They are beyond teaching. All we can do is try to show them the light, like the young boy tried to, you know, try to do with Dusty Hotep number 2. Didn't work. So you got to leave them to their own. But eventually, if enough of us are like, listen, you wrong, shut the fuck up and stop paying them attention, maybe they will take the time to research and do their own research and find out what living a life in Ma'at really means, taking it to the source. How about learning about Yoruba or your own West African traditions if you really want to get to the source of where you are, where you're from, what happened to your lineage? They have solutions for that now. It is very important.
Okay.
That we distance ourselves from the wrong information because people are really identifying themselves and killing themselves and
spreading the disease of mental retardation amongst our people. And we are sick of it. We mad as hell and we ain't gonna take it no more. This is the fall of the Dusty Hotel.
Yeah,
can I make any last words before we end the show?
Yeah, I got some last words. I got some.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Okay, for all of us, for all these people that's out here that's, you know, that's following me, Dusty Hotel, here's one thing I think that we need to stop looking outside of ourselves, looking for, oh, are we Hebrew Israelites? Are we Muslim? Are we this? Are we Nation of Islam? Are we that? You know what? Just come back. You know, we need to take it back to Africa. Let me tell you something. Look at where we are. We're in the United States. We're Black Americans. You know what? You got a proud heritage over here in America and the things that we have done. We came from a part of, at one point in time, we were chattel. We were considered property, chattel property. And you know what? Mm-hmm. And throughout all the struggles and things that we've done, all the inventions that we put through in this country, the way we built this country, the things that we have done, and the advances that we made in culture, in business, in art, in technology and stuff, your culture is right here, bro. You ain't got to go outside. You ain't got to go outside of the country to find out, to be proud of what you are. Be proud of who you are right now.
Mm. Good point.
Fuck all that
good
up.
Good point. Anyone else with a last word?
Well, I say, far on behalf of the madmen, the revolution of the mind is not a catchphrase. It is a necessity. It goes beyond expanding your mind. It goes into maintaining your health, because we lost a lot of great people, either through stupidity or just not paying attention to what they take into themselves, their bodies or their families. So when we speak on this, you got to live about it, or you're going to be read about.
That's right. Well, Mad Men, another fantastic show. We're going to do it again next week. For all you Mad Men listening, make sure you check the website, whyyoumadson.com. Make sure you check out our sponsor, creditline1.com. If you are in the business, if you have a business and you need a line of credit, Black-owned business, they are ready to set you up and get you ready to go. Creditline1, that's the number, .com. Check our site, check the show flyer, check our website and our Facebook page for more information on creditline1.com. Stay away from the Dusty Hoteps and understand we are all the same. The only difference between us is our culture, but we are all still the same people. Shouts out to Fife from A Tribe Called Quest. Rest in peace, my brother. And we'll see you guys next week. Let's take it out with Tribe. Check the rhyme, y'all. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Check the rhyme.
On the boulevard, I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack and see despise me. They get vexed, I will next and none can test me. I'm just a plot MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears.